expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds! Wow. Today is November something. The 4th, last time I checked.
Mm-hmm.
2018, and my name is Mark Kent. Last time I checked. I think it still is. And I'm here in the great state of Jefferson, and my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, is not here. She's on sabbatical helping with a celebration of life. And we have Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Red Smith, who's still on the unfunded seventh circle of an out-of-control debt while the mainstream media, meatheads, prostitutes, politicians, liars, leakers, and libtards, and lowlifes have painted themselves into a corner filled with a steaming pile of political correctness gone wild, not to mention the self-serving banksters that have spun us into a mountain of interest with fiat paper no longer backed by real money.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's it.
That's about it. They keep finding ways to head on.
And, oh, boy, we get to have an election on Tuesday. Yeah. Which is great because otherwise, you know, you're in another country. It's like you don't get elections.
No, you just get to eat the zoo animals. Get told everything's great.
Yeah, hey, everything's great. You know, could you pass Simba there, please? We also have in the studio with us Frank Rose, who is a great patriot, who does a lot of heavy lifting, and is sitting in for my sister to make the announcements on what we've got coming up as far as events that you need to pay attention to, adhere to, and to attend.
Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. What do you got?
All right. We have November 10th, which is Saturday, and it's a big day because it's also the Veterans Parade. At Shasta Lake City, and it starts at 10 a.m., and the usual parade groupings, military, marching bands, and all of that, and is the biggest one west of the Mississippi, so they say. Now, the only honorable thing I have to say, also, I was honored to be the Grand Marshal of the parade.
All right. Good job, Frank.
And therefore, it will be a short parade because I'm going to be riding instead of walking. And also, in the evening, the Marine Corps Ball will be at Wind River at 5 o'clock.
Wind River at 5 o'clock.
And then the next day is the 11th, and that is a Veterans Day presentation at Igo Cemetery. So we got veterans, veterans, and veterans.
Wow. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, sir.
Absolutely.
That's my report.
All right. Thanks, Frank. You did a great job for my sister. Not quite the same.
No.
But
never can be the same.
But we appreciate the help.
God bless.
God bless you as well. Who do we got on the phone? David. Let's hear what David got to say before we move into the show. David, are you there?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I thought you were already into it, but...
We just started, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm the guy from down in San Francisco.
Yeah, I figured that.
There's something I noticed in the listening to. I listen to a lot of California radio stations, mm-hmm. and the advertising that's coming up this year, especially on the propositions,
right?
a lot of it is, you know, ass backwards in logic. So, for example, you know, conservatives for years have talked about the danger of big government.
Right.
So if you look at Proposition 10 is giving power back to the local towns from the state.
Right.
And if you know about the history of California, there were these five families that ended up owning vast amounts of California. And it was a tough thing. What was it, the Huntingtons and the, I'll think of all their names in a minute. You know, they put together Stanford University. And the idea that,
Leland Stanford?
Yeah, Leland Stanford was one.
Yeah, Stanford was one of them, right. Yeah. But Proposition 10 was when the fat cats of the state were scared to death about, cities if I understand right, you remember, Hong Kong was...
Come on, Dave, you gotta get to the point here.
Yes, well, Hong Kong was a protectorate of Britain until 1999. And in 1995, the real estate brokers in California knew they wanted to sell some land to those rich Hong Kong guys, and so they came up with a law called Costa-Hawkins, and it said that no city could try to limit real estate spikes, you know, like tenants' rights laws is the biggest thing of it, because they knew they were going to sell some land to some of the richest people in Hong Kong, because Communist China was going to get that land back, right, in 1999. So in 1995, they came up with this California law limiting tenants' rights, that a city could not enact tenants' rights. They had to put up with whatever rich prince or sultan or fat cat decided. And you remember those Rajneeshis up with the Oregon?
So let's pull you back down to earth. So what you're saying is the fat cats who own the property shouldn't have any rights. It should all be tenants' rights, and that's what the repeal on this is?
Well, you're kind of spinning it there.
How so?
You're getting the idea. Well, that's how they want us to believe it.
Well, actually, as a property owner who rented to tenants, California is so skewed one way in favor of the tenants at this point, it's completely ridiculously stupid. Have you looked at that side of the
argument? It's absolutely not in favor of tenants.
Do you rent property?
We're paying $5,000 a month for a one bedroom.
Right, and has anything to do. So in other words, we should have property. We should have rent controls and put all of the property owners under, because they can't afford to make the payments because the cost of living and everything's out of control in San Francisco?
It's not only in San Francisco. You know, we got bus drivers that live in Stockton, you know, and they drive 100 miles to get to work every
day. Absolutely.
So it's insane, you know, and it's nurses that have to drive 100 miles each way to work in order to get what used to be a middle-class job is now insanely high.
Right, but what you're saying is that the repeal and giving rights back to the landlords is a bad deal.
You're spinning it wrong. Not giving rights back to the landlords. In other words, tenants' rights has it set up. Like San Francisco still has it. And the inflation rate is capped at, I'm trying to think if it's 2%, it's inflation or 2%, whichever is higher. And so you can't jack everybody every year.
What you're saying is you want to give the control to the government, more control to the government to enact rent controls as opposed to...
No, the big government created Coleman-Hawkins, Costa-Hawkins.
Okay.
A big government forced it so that the little towns can't protect themselves against the rich guys. So the little towns are now trapped by Costa.
How does that have anything to
do? Yeah, how does it explain the logic there? How are the quote-unquote big guys harming the little towns?
Well, you remember how the Rajneeshis bought up that whole town and then created their own government up there and created their own crisis?
Well, I know that they attempted it, yeah.
Imagine a Saudi prince imagine a Saudi prince doing that in some part of California.
It'd probably imagine end about the way it did for the Rajneeshis.
That's right. And so there, it, right now it's set up so that no small town can protect itself against such a thing.
So what and you're so saying is that you I'm believe that there should be controls that people 10. That are rich, I suppose you have an arbitrary number where you become rich, should not be allowed to purchase property?
That's if you think that the super rich, they inherited everything, right? The super rich, there are very few people that are super rich that didn't inherit it.
And, but what about the other ones that earned it? I mean, do you just discount them completely?
What about Elon Musk?
Yeah, what about people? Yeah, but it affects all across the board. You can't just take the selective group and go, oh, gee, we want to target these. It's always targeting the rich guys, but the little guys end up being subject to the same laws. And that's the problem with what you're saying, and that's why if you get this passed, then what you're doing is that you're giving more control into the hands of the super rich and the big governments to control everybody across the board, which is a typical Democratic tenet, and all you have to do is look at San Francisco to see how well that's been going.
That's not the way it works.
Well, that's kind of how it works. Let's listen, Dave. We got to go to a break. We got to go to a break. We appreciate your point of view. I just don't think we're going to agree on it. Thanks a lot, and have a great day.
While you're complaining about your cost of living, make sure you're still pushing that increase in minimum wage and more taxes and more regulations that cost money on everything we do, like CARB. Good thinking there, Dave.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Man from the city trying to take my rifle, but there's something that he needs to understand. Second Amendment's only second to the Bible. He'll have to pull it out of my dead hand.
Yeah, he can have opinions. I don't have to agree with him. Ain't nothing wrong with me and him being different. Oh, no, no. But I think that he should know, no, no, how I roll. I'm a survivor. You're damn right I'm a fighter. I'm a big buck skinned and tried by bringing Hank Jr. disciple. So don't you be offended when granddad be defending this flag I'm waving says I'm staying free. Don't tread on me.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Yeah, that whole rent control thing, yeah. Yeah, let's have government rent control always works, doesn't it? Never.
Here, I have a suggestion that'll solve the whole thing. Dave, if you think $5,000 a month is too much for what you're paying, purchase yourself a rental building in San Francisco and rent it to whoever you want for however much you want.
Yeah,
there welcome you go. To America.
Yeah, okay, because it's kind of like this. Hold on. Where's the sound at? What happened? Yeah. Oh, maybe it's... I see what happened. No? That's it. Okay, try one.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
All right, so I got to poke a little bit back. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, by the way. I'm a free market person. I believe in free market values, not government controlling everything, because that's what's called communism, or fascism, or whatever you want to call it. But it's not good for free people.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Because that's the reason it's so screwed up in San Francisco in the first place.
Government.
Too much government. You've had Gavin Newsom's been running the show up there for how long?
Yeah.
So let's give him more local. So let's give them more control over rents and see what happens.
See, that's what I've never understood about like these Bernie-crats, right? Like we get together on so many things. We agree on what the problems are. And then they turn around and go, it's the solution.
Yeah, the solution
is to give more power.
Is to do more.
To the bad guys. What?
I don't know. All right, so we've got a bunch of stuff in the show to cover. There's so much crap that we got elections coming up, propositions. I'm not really going to go over them. You know, I might post what we think on the website as far as Facebook, what we have our recommendations for. But I think the real deal is you need to do your own homework. You need to vote for yourself, because part of what's going on here is we need to start thinking for ourselves, not getting propaganda pushed on us by the right or the left, but thinking for yourself, studying the issues, figuring out what's right and wrong. Are you free market or are you more government control?
And get the hell away from the cult of personality.
Right, right.
It ain't none of them the second coming of Jesus.
No, not going to happen. So, anyway, what I want to do is I want to play a couple of things. Okay, and let me get this one out here on the table.
Some of your staff say you were tired after your most recent encounter with Mr. Mondale.
No, that's not it. Hold on. I don't know how that come up there. All right, so I want to set this up. This is Bill Whittle. And he's talking about the death tax and this year. And evidently there was an article that came out by WAPO. That would be the Washington Post for you guys who are, newspaper challenged.
WAPO? I thought that was a fertilizer company.
No, I thought that was the guy in the Three Amigos.
Oh, it might have been.
El WAPO. All right, so that's the setup. Here's Bill Whittle, and I just want to play this.
In 2002, about 100,000 Americans filed estate tax returns to the Internal Revenue Service, according to the IRS. In 2018, only 5,000 taxpayers are expected to file these returns, according to IRS data. Last year's GOP tax law, pushed by President Trump, among others, doubles the amount up to $11.2 million that you can pass on to your heirs before you get slammed with that 40% tax. Bill Whittle, does this reform prevent the government from taking a second bite at income that's already been taxed? Or is it just a way, as Washington Post suggests, of keeping the advantages of wealth in the hands of the elite few who didn't earn it?
this is a perfect argument for what we're talking about.
Well, let me just start by my first impulse. It doesn't stop the IRS from taking a second bite out of the income. It stops them from taking an 11th bite out. Right? I mean, we talk about income tax, and then there's corporate gains taxes, there's property taxes. I say this frequently, but it bears repeating. If you think you own your home, if you own the title to your home from your bank, and you think you own your home, you don't own your home. The United States, or rather, your state government owns your home. And the reason they own your home and lease it out to you is because if you don't pay your property taxes, they will come and take away their home from you. So once we understand that, we're getting a little closer to the point here. What they're saying now is that you work a lifetime, and you probably miss most of the childhood of your kids because you're working so hard. And when it comes time finally to understand why you did all of this, because you wanted a better life for your family, it means that now you have to keep you get to keep a little more of your lifetime's earnings and hand it down to the people who you love, who you did it for in the first place. Otherwise, the government is going to take 40% of it. So I just want people to think about this. I don't see why there's a magic number at 11. There is no magic number. Any of these progressive taxes, Scott, that say that at this point something happens and at this point it doesn't, is evil. Because now what you're saying is, well, if you make more than $11 million, you're evil. If you make less than $1 million, you're good, or at least that's how they like to look at it. But think about this. If I thought that all of the work I was doing, for which I pay almost half of my income goes to taxes, damn near it, in California, and then they tell me that all of this hard work and the saving that I have done, in addition to all of my expenses, in addition to whatever I want to do with my life, in addition to all the taxes I pay from the time I buy the candy bar to I go out to the gas tax, if you want to say that the half that they take there is not enough, and that the stuff that I somehow managed to hold on through discipline and hard work, they're going to take another half of that if I decide to leave it to the people who I worked for in the first place. This is an evil, evil, evil system. And it needs to be called evil, and it needs to be called evil loudly and frequently, because there's nothing morally good about this at all.
Well, Bill, I think you don't understand this, because you're not on the right side of this argument. You're not part of that group, because we're talking about as a couple, like if you and your wife passed on wealth, you could pass on over $22 million to your children. It's a very, very tiny percentage. And so the problem with that, Bill, is two things. Number one is a very few people have all the money. And number two is that if they have, 95% of the pie, that means there's less pie for you and for me, right?
Aha. Well, once again, you've fallen expertly as you do with your ability to master the devil's advocate questions, because you're an actual journalist. It's not your damn pie, okay? It's our pie. We work for it. We spend our lives baking it. It's our pie. Once you get this idea that it's your pie, that I work my entire life for you, some bureaucrat someplace who's going to take a $250,000 a year annual retirement starting at age 50-something in California, you think I'm doing all this for you, you're out of your mind. And if you think I'm going to keep doing it for you, you're also out of your mind. It's not your damn pie, okay? It's my pie. Now, I'm willing to put some of my pie into things like roads and airports and Navy and things like that. And if my money was going to those things in any kind of a reasonable fashion, my tax burden wouldn't be 50%. It'd probably be 11% if the people spent the money on what it was supposed to be spent on. But that's not what happens. They are taking wealth away from me, which I work very hard for. They're keeping most of it, and they're sending enough of it to inner cities and other poor places to buy the votes necessary for them to stay on top of this extortion scheme. And that's what it is. It's just extortion. They have the power to take away the house that you paid for at any time you stop paying them the rent that you will have to pay for the rest of your life, and that your children are going to have to pay, and your grandchildren are going to have to pay. By the time the sun goes out, Scott, your $250,000 house, you will have paid probably, I don't know, $100 million for it in terms of property taxes by the time that house is demolished in 100 years. No, it's not your damn pie. It doesn't belong to you. You didn't earn it. You didn't do anything. You've already taken my income tax. You've already taken a sales tax. You've already taken a gas tax and all the rest of them. And now you're telling me that this meager amount of money that I'm able to save after all of this predation, somehow I'm not allowed to give to the people I love without you taking another half of it? What? Who the hell do you think you are? Who do you think you are? What on earth possibly could you think that you provide in order to take that amount of work away from people? Because money is liquid work. It's compensation for your lifetime that you've spent doing whatever you're doing. And when the government comes and says, yeah, we're going to take half of your stuff before you die, and then after you die, if you made enough stuff, we're going to take another half of that stuff so that you can't pass anything on to your kids because it really belongs to us. There is no end. It's not going to end. You're never going to get to the point where the federal government says, you know, we have enough money now. We're never going to get to the point where we say, oh, these programs are adequately funded. We're certainly never going to get to the point where we say, well, NASA was who I grew up worshiping, I might add. You're never going to get to the point where NASA says, well, we needed $13 billion a year, but we were flying four space shuttles a year to the International Space Station. Now we're not flying anybody. We'd like another $14 billion, please. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. EPA is never going to go away. None of it. It's cancer. It's a tumor. It keeps growing. It never dies. It's immortal. And it metastasizes, just like tumors do, into every single part of our lives. And because we're such decent people, as a general rule, we decide, well, if it's the law, it's the law. There's not much I can do about it. It is a law written by extortionists in order to have the gun to your head of the legal ability to enforce their will, to take most of what you make with your life, and in exchange provide you with what? The 28 best schools in the world?
Now, there's an angle here, Bill, that you probably haven't considered, and I'm going to appeal to you on the basis of the fact that you're a capitalist, so-called, and one might even call you a compassionate conservative. And let me just read you a couple quotes.
Let me just stop you right
there. From this Washington.
I'm just going to stop you right there. First of all, capitalism is a word that was invented by Karl Marx to describe a system that he despised. Capitalism brings to mind intentionally the guy on the Monopoly money, an enormous fat guy with a top hat holding two sacks that have a big dollar sign on it, right? That you can't play in this game unless you have capital.
And that's why I said so-called.
Well, I'm correcting your so-called. So there's the whole thing about you're a capitalist. I am a free market advocate. I believe people should be able to buy and sell what they want and do what they want with their own money. As far as the compassionate conservatism goes, I'm not going to accept that label either. It's inherently compassionate, and to call it compassionate conservatism is to assume that there's some form of it that isn't compassionate. I'm not going to buy that argument either. Now you may continue.
Thank you. And the point was that you care about the dignity of work, and you think that work is an ennobling thing, and it's always good to see when jobs are up. Here's a continued quote from the Washington Post story, and actually I'm paraphrasing here, and then I'll quote. A law professor says that enrollment in her estate tax law classes has plummeted because, quote, basically people are no longer paying $1,000 an hour for advice about this stuff. They don't need it, meaning advice about estate taxes. A USC tax law professor says, quote, the tax policy of the Trump administration has made it easier to avoid taxes without professional advice. As former Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn once remarked, only morons pay the estate tax, and now the morons don't even need tax lawyers. Bill, some lawyers are getting out of the dwindling estate tax business because of the Trump tax reform, and fewer are entering into it. Doesn't that mean reducing the estate tax is actually hurting American jobs?
It's actually hurting the jobs of American tax lawyers, and my fondest wish, my fondest wish in the world is that the 2020 election will turn on the issue of putting tax attorneys out of work. That's my fondest wish. My hope is that the Progressive Party lives up to its standards, lives up to its morality, lives up to its ethics, lives up to every principle that it holds dear, and make a stand on a hill in order to protect the careers of tax attorneys who apparently are no longer needed by the American people, who are beginning to figure out that maybe they don't need all of this advice on how to be drained of all of their blood. Okay? Now, I'm not saying every tax attorney is a bad guy. In fact, I bet you most of them are pretty good people who are working for you in order to minimize the amount of blood that these leeches take out of you every single year. But if you're trying to play the world's biggest violin about how tax attorneys are going out of work because people are not paying their inheritance tax on the money they've already been taxed 15 times on before they put it into the bank, then I pray to God in heaven that if you will listen to me, please, please, please put into the ears of Nancy Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren the dire, dire, dire situation of tax attorneys in the United States and make it your campaign issue for 2020. Please, 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 please.
Well, Bill Whittle now survives on the voluntary.
With that said, I think we should go to our break. And also, you might want to, I announced it, I thought before, but that's BillWhittle.com. You can go there, and that's titled Trump Kills Death Tax, Lawyers Hit Hardest. I guess I might be in that group of tax guys, but, you know, I'm the only tax guy I know that's trying to work himself out of a job.
So. Well, my favorite part in there is they go, well, these guys are going to inherit all of this money they've done nothing to earn. What right. the hell has the government done to earn it?
Yeah, why is it the default the governments? And
yeah.
You know, it's like what we're talking about, the rent control crap. So in other words, put everybody out of business and get rid of the housing that you do have because the government needs to have rent control so that they can prop up the poor people after stealing all the taxes that they get and padding their pensions to the point of stupidity while everybody else is poor.
Well, in the words of the great Muslim, you didn't build that.
Let's go to our break, Ashley.
We showed up here when the sun went down, hit it hard, kicked it off right. You think by now we'd be heading out, hanging it up and calling it a night, but we're just getting warmed up, just getting started, already fired up. Yeah, this party ain't nothing like it round here, going down out here. Another double shot of crazy in a cup, and we're just getting warmed up.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Come from a long line of tough, and I'm built to stand my ground. Yeah, when push comes to shove, I don't back up and I don't back down, because I know just what is back home that I'm fighting for. I'll storm through the gates of hell, even if it means
what it cost, but that flag to fly, and now wear it proud like all the others before me. Why the hell you think they call it Old Glory?
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. That's some pretty good stuff right there.
Well, you know, if you think about it, that kind of sums it up, and all through the history of America, you've seen it happen over and over again, is people forget. When push comes to shove, who we are and what we're capable of.
Well, you know, that's because we've been smoke-screened and fed disinformation, media, the schooling, all this crap about the general principles that our founders created this country on. And, you know, that kind of feathers right into our discussion of talking about this birthright citizenship crap.
Mm-hmm.
The subject of the jurisdiction and thereof has just been ignored, and for quite some time, by our politicians, by our attorneys, you know. And the real deal is that if you go back to the congressional intent, it was never supposed to have a citizenship for aliens in the first place.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the birthright citizenship clause. You just have to follow what the birthright citizenship clause as it was written and intended.
Well, that's exactly why I think Lindsey Graham is drafting up the legislation to have it challenged. I don't think they care about whether the legislation they're writing is actually going to get implemented into the law as much as let's get it to the Supreme Court now that we've got a Supreme Court that's actually going to follow the intent of the Constitution. Remember that in the Supreme Court hearings with Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
He was a not only a constitutional conservative, but he wanted to actually follow the intent of the writers of the Constitution. Wow. I know.
Oh, no.
Don't breathe that in any academic.
Why do you think they fought this guy so hard?
You think?
So ridiculous. I mean, they overexposed and overplayed their hand so hard, so desperately trying to get rid of this guy. Why?
I don't know. Maybe the academics and all the brainwashing is like not working anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's why I like Chris Ann Hall, and that's where I got this soundbite from, is Chris Ann Hall, the Chris Ann Hall Show. She did a little thing here on this. She's a constitutional attorney. And you know what she figured out from way back in the day is that you actually have to go read the writings, not court precedents. Everybody hangs their hat on this precedents. But if you circumvent the intent of the Constitution with precedents, you are not just circumventing the intent. You are breaking the law.
Yeah.
You're breaking the social contract with we the people, a free people that, you know, has rights that we have, you know, kept sacred, given to us from God, and we've enumerated some of those rights to the government, but we still own those rights. They're only being lent to the government, and if they usurp those rights, then we need to take them back or modify it so there's no misunderstandings.
Well, it says Justice Scalia said words no longer have meaning.
Yeah. Well, that's doublespeak, right? Out of Orwellian crap. You know, it's like that's why I always cite the thing with Eddie Murphy, the vampire in Brooklyn or whatever it is. If it wasn't for good, I'm sorry. If there wasn't for evil, there'd be no good. Therefore, evil is good. That's called sophistry in the language of the attorneys. And what that means is you can have a plausible argument for complete crap.
Anything.
Yeah, you can make anything sound like it's good.
But for all of the people that are out there beating the drum to end birthright citizenship, no, 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 no.
It never began.
Exactly.
It never began. It never was supposed to happen in the first place. And our politicians, our twisted Democratic and Republican politicians that, you know, basically do things for their own self-serving ends, you know, the Democrats, look at all these voting block. You know, look at what LBJ did to co-opt the black vote back after, in Vietnam, right after Kennedy died. I mean, come on. And everybody's starting to wake up. Now there's, you know, you got Blexit, you got Mexit, you got, all these people are waking up. And I tell you what, if it's not scaring the crap out of him, have you looked at some of the speeches that Obama's been doing lately? He looks like he's scared. He looks like he's a little nervous about what could happen here as things go on.
He should be.
And he should be, because people should be being charged for some of the stuff that they've done.
Because all of this nonsense, all of this black-white, all of this classism, even the partisanship between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and all of this, it's about getting America back for the Americans. And that's exactly
that's right.
What
we people.
Have to follow the Constitution and the Republican. And I don't care how uncomfortable it is. Here's the fact. The Democrats are screwing the country. The Republicans in Congress are a bunch of cucks just sitting in the corner watching.
I'm not sure if that's a bad word or not.
What, cuck? As in cuckold?
Oh, like
the Republican Party is a cuckold of the Democratic Party.
I was thinking more like
and it's time we take that back, too.
How about a bunch of culls?
That'll work.
Culls are good. You know what culls are, right? It's a dead log in the woods. If you're a logger, everybody knows what a cull is.
But don't become so blindly partisan to the cult of personality in the Southern
that you forget that just, you're supposed to be following the intent of the Constitution,
yes.
Which is making all men created equal and being free to govern themselves. And
absolutely.
This experiment in self-governance. All right, so we got to go to break. Then we're going to come back. I'm still going to play this Chris Ann Hall stuff. We got another hour and 15 minutes, so we can do whatever we want because it's our show, just in case you wanted to know. And we do. Thanks, Ashley.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. Thank you.
feel these are the worst of times. I do believe it's true. When people lock their doors and hide inside, rumor has it it's the end of paradise. But I know if the world just passes by, baby, I know.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Actually, Tommy Shaw was the guitar player, and I think Dennis DeYoung's the singer. That sticks. I actually saw them a couple weeks ago. Got tickets to ZZ Top as well here pretty soon. So we'll probably be hearing a little bit more ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah. Love me some ZZ Top.
Got me some tickets. Yeah. Anyway, wow. So we've got to still play this Birthright thing from Chris Ann Hall. We got about 10 minutes to the top of the hour and a caller that seems like they just called on the line. So we might just save it for after the top of the hour because it's not that long. What do I got about?
It's important that this discussion is made not only for this particular point, but for so many other discussions and arguments that are going on in the country right now that should be settled. It's done. It's over. It's declared.
We have been flim-flammed like no flim-flamming man has ever flim-flammed anybody before.
Yeah, it's insane.
You ever watch The Flim-Flam Man?
No.
George C. Scott, watch it. Awesome movie.
All right.
And it basically, this guy's a grifter. He goes around using people's greed and self-servingness against them and how he rips them off. Watch it. It's really good. George C. Scott. Anyway, let's go ahead and play this. I'm going to play this. This is from Chris Ann Hall, and this is off her Chris Ann Hall show, Birthright, Citizenship, and the Constitution. And what's that? Okay. Who do we got on the phone? We got a phone? She said after this?
Okay.
Well, this is about 4 minutes, and then we'll get the caller on. Okay. So, and her husband, J.C. Hall.
The 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment actually has five clauses, but the clause in question here is section number one. And it says, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're dealing with. Now, we can go back and read the congressional record of when that was actually proposed as an amendment. And Senator Howard gives us, who is one of the authors of this, he says, Joint House Resolution Number 127, he says, the First Amendment is to Section 1, declaring that all persons born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. Now listen to what he says. I do not propose to say anything on the subject except that the question of citizenship has been so fully discussed in this body as to not need any further elucidation in my opinion. So he's saying, look, we have discussed this citizenship already ad nauseum, and this is what we have decided. Okay? He says, the amendment which I have offered is simply declaratory of what I regard as the law of the land already, that every person born within the limits of the United States and subject to their jurisdiction is by virtue of natural law and national law a citizen of the United States. Listen to the distinction, he says. This will not, of course, include persons born in the United States who are foreigners, aliens, who belong to families of ambassadors or foreign ministers accredited by the government of the United States, but will include every other class of person.
Right.
That is a huge distinction guy who wrote the 14th Amendment.
That's Jacob Howard, senator from Michigan, was a chief sponsor of the 14th Amendment, and that there's the congressional records, actually a transcript of the conversation. So the chief sponsor of the 14th Amendment is what he said. This does not apply to people born in the United States to foreign parents.
Well, not only that, he admits on the record that that's not simply his opinion.
Right.
That they have discussed this ad nauseum, and this is the conclusion that they have all come to. He's like, look, I'm just trying to tell you, this is what this means. And we've already agreed this is what this means. So we don't need to be concerned about what this means anymore because I'm putting it on the record.
So so when Congress makes the law, I think 1968 later and since, they've basically contradicted the original intent of the Constitution.
Yes.
And they contradicted the intent at the time of the ratification of the 14th Amendment.
Right.
So, I think that kind of clears that up, doesn't it?
Just slightly.
We've been lied to. Oh, gee, like Mr. Obama said over one of his rallies, they're lying. Really? Is that coming from Mr. Pants on Fire? Good grief. Let's go to our caller real quick before we go to the top of the hour. We're running out of time. Who's on the line? Lori, are you there?
Oh, I am. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Hey, we're missing our lovely sister, Linda. Real quick, Godsnell, the movie, is only 1 week left at the Valley 11. I want to assure people 2 points. It is not about Planned Parenthood or the body parts and all the rest of that heinous data. And it is not graphic where you're going to have nightmares. It's a PG-13 film. I think it shows 4 to 5 times a day. Gosnell got busted because it started out with drugs, dealing OxyContin, fake prescriptions, and all the rest. The two premises I want to conclude with are that the teenagers that worked in this clinic were order followers or needy women that maybe got some money from running these drug prescriptions, and there was no media covering once this broke, that there's a lack of media until this one gal kind of saved the day. So anyway, I suggest and recommend people check out this film because this is why we're in the mess we're in. People look away, don't ask questions. There's many, many layers. And if people can see why we're in the mess we're in, look at the lung cancer event I was at yesterday at the VFW. Smoking, pesticides, herbicides, how about we look up and see why we have a lung cancer statistic? So this is an exact film that shows why we keep questioning, going, duh, what happened? This film is awesome, and I was at the edge of my seat.
Very good, Lori. We appreciate that.
Was that short enough?
That was good. That was good. Now we only got about a half a minute, 2 minutes. What do we got? What do we got, Lori? 90 seconds. So you were timely. You were succinct.
Well, then I'll give you one more little
synced
snippet.
All right.
Dr. Kermit Gosnell, and this is in, I think, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, somewhere, that he had a special room for the white women seeking his, quote-unquote, services, and had a special room for all the rest. So it was so insanely, I had no clue. And maybe the media suppressed this when this broke back in 2010, 11, whenever this happened. I had no clue about this movie, of the content, and how insane it is. So there you go. And this is not about pro-choice or pro-life. This is all about live birth murders. And I hope other abortion clinics have other staff wake up, look themselves in the mirror and go, have we done anything similar? And that's my closing comment.
Thanks, Lori. We appreciate
it. All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, have a great day. Wow. I mean, you know, the old Confucius curse, may you live in interesting times. I don't think it gets much more interesting than what we've got going right now. There is a worldwide movement towards freedom. We have a worldwide control of the major mainstream medias in general. Mm-hmm. And then there's a worldwide freedom movement through the internet and the journalistic and keeping journalism and integrity and so forth in a lot of good places where they can't shut it off.
Yeah, the citizen journalists have been warriors for sure in this, and it's still a fight, and it's going to be a fight. But, I mean, we are what the Republic hinges upon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Things are turning out we're going in the right direction for a change.
Kind of feels good.
I like it. All right. I guess we're going to go to a break. We're being seen. We'll come back with a little bit of this Pink Floyd after the break.
News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Americans go to the polls in less than 2 days, and candidates are stumping hard this weekend. President Trump was back in Florida and several other states yesterday to help Republicans in important races. He'll be in the air and on the ground again today and tomorrow.
The president recognizes the historical trends with the House and the Senate. Usually the party that holds the White House loses 3 seats in the Senate and 30 seats in the House, and he's doing everything he can to turn out every vote.
Ronna McDaniel, chairman of the Republican National Committee, she appeared on ABC TV's This Week program. The GOP expects to make gains in the Senate and is not giving up on the House either. North Korea warning it could revive a state policy aimed at strengthening its nuclear arsenal if the U.S. doesn't lift economic sanctions.
The statement released by the Foreign Ministry Friday said North Korea could bring back its Pyongyang policy of simultaneously advancing its nuclear force and economic development if the United States doesn't change its stance. Pyongyang, though, stopped short of threatening to abandon ongoing nuclear negotiations with Washington.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. A pickup truck came off a road in western Wisconsin Saturday and hit a group of Girl Scouts picking up trash in a ditch, leaving 3 girls dead, along with 1 adult leader, and critically injuring a 4th girl. Lake Halley police say the 21-year-old driver of the black Ford 150 fled the scene but later turned himself in. The pickup was heading north and crossed over a lane and went into the ditch, striking the group. A 4,000-strong caravan of Central American illegal immigrants traveling through southern Mexico split up into several groups yesterday. One spent the night in a town in the coastal state of Veracruz. Other members of the caravan continued on to Mexico City. The divisions came after a tense day in which tempers flared and some illegal immigrants argued with caravan organizers. They're demanding buses to get to the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Veradesk makes it easy. Veradesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Veradesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Veradesk Active Workspace Solutions at Veradesk.com/radio. That's Veradesk.com/radio.
The Department of Agriculture's plans to restructure its top independent research office will be reviewed by the agency's internal watchdog.
Some lawmakers and staff are worried the plan to move the Economic Research Service out of Washington, D.C. and change its leadership structure could leave research on contentious issues like so-called climate change vulnerable to political pressures. They also question plans to move the National Institute of Food and Agriculture as well. USDA says the relocation would place the two offices closer to those using their services, cut down on unnecessary costs, and help with recruiting efforts, which the agency claims have been sluggish. Jeremy House, Washington.
Grammy-winning jazz trumpeter Roy Hargrove has died at age 49. He succumbed to cardiac arrest stemming from a long-time fight with kidney disease. Hargrove was a prolific player who provided his jazz sounds to records across a range of styles. He played in sessions for Common and Erykah Badu. News and analysis at townhall.com. Facing a storm of trade complaints, China is throwing an open-for-business import fair hosted by President Xi Jinping. The country trying to recast itself as a welcoming market and positive global force.
More than 3,000 companies from 130 countries selling everything from Egyptian dates to factory machinery will attend the China International Import Expo. It opens on Monday in the commercial hub of Shanghai. Its VIP guest list includes prime ministers and other leaders from Russia, Pakistan, and Vietnam. The U.S., fighting a tariff war with China, has no plans to send a high-level envoy. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 4th, a birthday for some notable people, including blues singer Delbert McClinton. He's 78 years old. Former First Lady Laura Bush is 72. Actor Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid, is 57. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Radio. Well, you don't like that. You're just not an American. Okay, maybe not.
Aren't they British?
I'm not sure. I think so. Okay, shut up. All right. Hey, I think we got a caller on the line. I think we have Mark Baird on the line.
Yeah, you do. How are you guys doing?
You know, the fun never freaking stops, does it, Mark?
I am just living the dream every day.
Another day in paradise, huh?
Yeah, especially when I'm outside the border of California in Jefferson.
When you're on the other side of the wall, is that what you're... Oh, no, wait a minute.
Yeah, on the other side of the wall, that's it, too. Hey, I wanted to touch on a couple of things you guys already talked about that are pretty important. First of all, the naturalization in the 14th Amendment, and When you look at the historical significance of that, and then you look at Title 8, Section 1324, I mean, these things have been codified for a long, long time. And when you have state actors like Moonbeam and Gavin Newsom and some of the rest of them that ignore these federal statutes, they make themselves felons.
Right.
And, and to harbor and shield an illegal alien makes you a felon. So if you violate immigration laws to enter the United States, then I can't imagine any court, well, the Ninth Circuit would, but I can't imagine the Supreme Court awarding someone the benefit of citizenship for their children when they violated the law to arrive at the place where the child would become a citizen.
Here's what I think. Hold on. Let me get this point. This is a big, huge point out there. And this is this. When you become a citizen of America and you are deemed a citizen of America, one of the rights that you retain besides voting and so forth is the right to run for office. I think that's one of the bigger points, and that was one of the points in the congressional testimony, is that you can't have alien people from other countries running for office, because you might get what we have in California, where we've got De Leon, who we don't even know. Are these guys illegal aliens? Are they citizens? Can they, you know, I mean... that's one of the biggest points that I see as far as the right of citizenship is to run for office.
Well, basically...
Well, yeah. Go ahead, Red.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, basically their premise is because I have violated the tenets of citizenship, I am entitled to citizenship.
Well, yeah, and because I committed a crime doing it, I'm entitled to a reward for that crime. Well, let's apply that to some other crime. I mean, if you rob a bank, you get to keep 10% of the money.
If it's a central bank, maybe.
It depends on how much you steal.
And let's even go further. If you rob a bank and you go to prison for robbing the bank, and you kill somebody in the robbery, then you write a book about your exploits in prison. Typically, you could be sued for the proceeds of those exploits. So you under normal circumstances aren't allowed to drive any benefit from the commission of a crime. So this is the only crime in the history of the United States where there's a direct benefit for being a felon.
Well, I think that these guys have overstepped their boundaries. I think you're going to see this one up before the Supreme Court in a fairly expeditious amount of time. And with that said, I think with the court the way it is and you know, actually the attempt to start following the Constitution as intended, I think this whole thing's going to be overturned. And I think the Democrats are running scared. If they don't get the House back this election, I mean, I think they're going to get railroaded right down to the lawful place that we're supposed to be called, the Constitution and rule of law.
Yeah, it's a touchy time. We're going to have this election in a few days. I've already voted. I urge everybody to vote and really think about your vote, because if you vote for the leftists, you're okay with certain things. You're okay with not having a Second Amendment. You're okay with murdering unborn children. You're okay with the highest taxes in the nation. You're okay with unregulated, unknowable, illegal immigration, after which the criminals get the benefit of public services. Those are the things that the Progressive Party stands for. No matter what the candidates say, oh, no, I'm a Democrat, but I'm against that, they're lying. They're beholden to their party.
Well, you've seen some of the Project Veritas undercover videos in the last month or so. If you haven't seen them, I highly suggest you go to Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's website, and it blatantly shows how these guys are so two-faced and so deceptive and such complete liars about their running for office about leveling with the taxpayers that are going to vote them in. I mean, they say they're for the Second Amendment, and behind the doors they're snickering about the fact that, well, she'll ban assault weapons, and
go after impeachment, and we'll go after all these things that we say that we're not. And they're so desperate to get the moderate voters because they need them. They're in trouble.
Well, they're losing the black vote. They're losing the Hispanic vote. I mean, I think this is going to be a blue wave breaking on a red rock, is what I think.
They've been pretty quiet about their gun control agenda, and you have to take a look at that too in California, because you don't have the right to carry a weapon in California without a government permission slip. And that's another thing that we're going to fix, because I'm preparing a court case to sue the state of California to enforce the Young versus Hawaii opinion, which will give us unregulated open carry in California, just like 30 other states in the United States already have. And so keep your eyes open for that. We're going to start having some events, because I need a couple bucks to help me with a lawyer. I finally did find a lawyer. I couldn't find a lawyer in California. The NRA, not interested. Cal Guns, not interested. Second Amendment Foundation, not interested. Because, quote, this is a quote from the NRA lawyer, "We have a different agenda when it comes to public carry, other than constitutional carry," is what he was talking about. Because I was talking to him about restoring constitutional carry, and the NRA, quote, has a different agenda. So look out. I mean, sometimes your friends aren't really your friends.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's what we've been dealing with. And I think the only reason this whole thing has turned around is because you got somebody who got elected to the presidency completely off the, out of the normal circumstance, who was actually an American, who's following, his campaign promises and turning the ship around. And a lot of these you don't know who's on whose side. I mean, Lindsey Graham was a complete rhino, I thought. And then look what he did in the Kavanaugh hearings. And then on the other side, like Paul Ryan, who's supposed to be a complete, he's the leader of the House, or the Speaker of the House.
He's Eddie Munster.
I mean, and that guy, he doesn't even, he's going against on this citizenship thing. So but they're starting to sort themselves out, because they're having to reveal who they really are in this civil war, if you will.
And I agree with you, Mark, voting for any of the leftists, they're open, blatant communists, and you've got to be out of your ever-loving red, white, and blue mind to even consider voting for one. But there still needs to be a lot of housekeeping done in our own homes.
Oh man, you're not wrong about that, Red. I mean, this isn't a perfect situation. Very few situations are. And what that requires is what Mark said before, vigilance. I mean, if we don't have our eyes open in our own backyard as well as in the open forum, we're stupid.
Well, everybody,
and that's how we got here to start with.
Well, everybody knows that me and Doug LaMalfa don't see eye to eye on a whole lot of stuff. Okay. But I will be marking the box for Doug LaMalfa in the election on Tuesday.
I will too.
Absolutely. No question about it, because a vote for Denny,
she's a socialist.
She's a socialist, and they think that that's the way things should be. And if,
so. You know, it's the same for governor. I don't really know John Cox, but I know who Gavin Newsom is.
Oh, man.
I couldn't vote for that guy. My conscience would never allow me to vote for him.
Well, I mean, look at San Francisco. What a paragon of a shining hill, a shining city on the hill.
It used to be awesome
really,
city.
If you want an example of how those people run government, look at Los Angeles, look at San Francisco, look at Chicago, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York. I could go on and on. I mean, if you want an example of how the socialist progressives will treat your life, just look at the last 75 years in some of those democratically held cities. They're poop holes with human waste and piles of needles on the street. You know, if that's the way you want to live, then you know how to vote. But if you don't want to live that way, then you know what to do.
Well, I was just reading an article how now that they're actually comparing those cities that you're talking about with, countries in India, Bangladesh, and third world countries, because they have actually, they're at the point where they're on that kind of a par because of the leadership of, this babysitting everybody and everything. But in the meantime, you're stealing all the money from everybody who's working.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Socialism stifles creativity. It stifles economic growth. It stifles intelligent exchange of free ideas. It stifles free speech. It stifles freedom of the press. It stifles the right to self-defense. Socialism is not good for anything except for those who control all of the above.
Yeah, gotta agree. Listen, we gotta go to a break, Mark. You can hang on with us if you want.
I got to go to work. I got to go to work, but great show today.
All right. Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Wow. So let's go to a break here, and we'll come back and see what other myth that we can dispel or myths.
After a summer shower, when I saw you standing in the garden, wet with rain. You wiped the teardrops from your eyes in sorrow. Yeah, we watched the petals fall down to the ground. Yeah, and then I sat beside you. I felt the great sadness that day in the garden.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, the epicenter of talk radio. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's going on in Northern California via the magazine and James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. Also, we're going to be talking about the propositions. What do they really mean? It's nice to know that before you go out and vote. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Yeah, that's ELO and Jeff Lynne, who actually wrote all the songs for ELO. So, we're both right. Sovereign Mind Radio, home to Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Ah, wow, where do we start now? Do we start with the Voodoo Magic, Pillory and Hillary? Or, no, is that a crazy article there? I think we'll save that.
Yeah, save that for a good time.
Yeah, we'll save that for another day.
Maybe when the pedophile arrests really begin.
Yeah, when we start seeing the military tribunals. I don't think that's such a joke.
I really kind of don't.
Have you noticed that the Democrats seem like they're getting a little bit desperate?
The smart ones are disappearing. Poof.
Yeah.
Where'd they go?
Well, that leaves Hillary out because she's as arrogant as she ever was. I just see the comment about, there are the ladies interviewing her. Have you what do you think about the, Cory Booker talking about the kick them when they go low comment? And then Hillary comes back with, well, actually, that was, not Cory Booker. That was, what's his name? The ones that they all look alike, but what's his Eric Holder. I mean, that is like you can't make that crap up. View the clip. Here this woman is supposed to be the paragon of absolute, racist. What's the word I'm looking for? She's like a racist. Never mind. I don't know. Help me out here.
What? The Clintons are racist? Her mentor?
No, I meant they're the non-racist. I'm sorry. They're not racist, are they?
Yeah, they are. Her mentor used to be the Grand Wizard of the KKK.
She would be like, be in charge of the plantation in Django Unchained.
Yeah.
Her and Leonardo DiCaprio would be married.
You know what's creepy is their baby'd be Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that makes you like they used to do those things where they'd put a guy in a little baby buggy and with his head sticking out of a full sized man. It looked like he was in the baby buggy. Can you imagine? You look in there's Bill Clinton in the little bonnet, and Leonardo and Hillary are pushing the baby buggy.
We just picked this up from Q. It is being confirmed that the Democratic Party of Georgia is now under investigation for possible cyber crimes and electoral tampering.
Maybe I should refresh. In fact, it's funny you brought the Q up because I was going to talk about that.
I can't believe it. There's people being caught apparently attempting to rig the elections.
I know.
What is going on here?
I know. So, oh, okay. Yeah, there it is. Wow, what a trip. Let's see, your country. This is a pretty big drop, too. What do we got here? Pensacola, Florida.
Here we go. Atlanta, after an alleged failed attempt to hack the state's voter registration system, the Secretary of State's office has opened an investigation into the Democratic Party of Georgia on the evening of Saturday, November 3rd, 2018. Federal partners, including the Department of Homeland Security, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, were immediately alerted.
Wow.
Hmm.
Did you scroll down a little farther? They must have been listing. These are the real races. It shows Hillary getting a big smooch from Robert Byrd, KKK member.
Mm-hmm. Grand Wizard Robert Byrd.
Yeah, and it says, it has a little quote there. For my first day in the Senate, I sought out his guidance. He was always generous with his time and his wisdom. And as Secretary of State, I continued to rely on his advice and his counsel. Hillary Clinton, 2008. Wow. So.
And that's not a hate monger. That's the hate monger. That's like the
he's
head.
Like the, he's like he's, the grand poobah the head of hood. All. He's like the grand poobah of all hate mongers.
Yeah, he's the head hood. That's her buddy.
I guess we could talk about the Pope. Maybe I don't know. Anyway, never mind. Let's move it.
Communist.
Good grief. Anyway, so there's another Q drop that just came through. I guess here just in the last few minutes or last hour or so. And, if you're not following Q, you might want to go to QMAP and check out the drops and look at what's going on. Now's the time to, what's that,
it's
for all
just
men?
Conspiracy
to,
theory.
Well, all good men come to the aid of their country. I mean, you know, that old Patrick Henry thing, I think it's either, I think it's Thomas Paine, Patrick Henry, one of the two. Your country needs you. Your vote matters. We the people. The time is now. Patriots fight. Finally be in the strong, finally be in the strong Lord and his mighty power. And put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Wow. All true. I mean, we need to win this election. We need to, these left wing communist Marxist terrible people need to be beat down with a board. I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't think that's even over-exaggerating at this point. I mean, the things that they're promoting, it's wolves and sheep's clothing stuff. Oh, yeah, this is all for the good of the people, just like, health care was. And, we can't fight ISIS. It'll never happen. And all the jobs, they'll never come back. About this whole thing with the jobs and stuff, they're, those are gone forever. I mean.
Yeah. Apparently Trump did find a magic wand.
Yeah, but they're all lying. It wasn't me that lied. It was them.
Yeah. I love how we go from you can never get those jobs back to you don't have a magic wand to wait a minute, I did that.
Do you know what I find fascinating is that the ISIS thing. We just played around with them for, 10 years or so?
We were ISIS.
I know, but Trump's in office and, a month later, there's no ISIS anymore?
We were ISIS. We funded ISIS. We allowed ISIS to exist. We armed ISIS.
Well, okay, I guess $150 billion pallets full of money and gold and whatever that was dropped off in Iran.
How many times did our United States Air Force accidentally misdrop supplies that were claimed by ISIS? How many bases were our troops ordered to leave the equipment in place as they retreated from so that ISIS took it over? We were ISIS. Barack Obama was ISIS.
Maybe that's why he's a little worried. But, my favorite one was flying over and putting all the leaflets out saying, we'll be attacking it at 9 o'clock tomorrow, so
yeah.
you better find your cave, and shelter.
We were ISIS.
Wow.
And what bothers me about that is we as good Americans owe a debt of blood to a lot of people because that went on under it.
Well, we're being, the American people starting to wake up. And I'll tell you what, this world is not a friendly place. I mean, with what you've got going and the buildup of all of these special interest groups, the UN. I mean, I'm looking at a thing here right now.
Under Barack Obama, we were not engaged in a war with Islam. We were engaged in a civil war within Islam. Barack Obama had America choose sides.
You know what I'm finding interesting, too, is that there's this thing about I got a leaked UN memo reveals Saudis paid $1 billion to the UN to demand favorable propaganda about its war on Yemen in exchange for... I don't know. There's so much crap going on. How do you keep up with it? It's insane. Evidently, the red wave is rising. Elections experts, early voting shows Republicans exceeding their 2016 numbers.
Just wait till 2020.
That spells trouble for the Democrats because people are starting to jump ship. They're walking away from the Democratic Party because I'm looking at this one thing right here. Body language expert on, and I watched this the other day. Body language expert on Obama's midterm rallies. This is no longer a confident Obama. This is desperation. And she did a comparison with what before, and I gotta agree with her. This guy looks like a coyote in a trap. And for whatever reason, I don't know.
I think I'd be looking for a non-extradition treaty country.
Yeah, well, let's go to a break, and then we'll regroup and come back and figure out what we're going to talk about, because it's a target-rich environment. We're not sure who to blast first.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Taken from the fire into the frying pan. On and on, she just keeps on trying. And she smiles when she feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Come
Okay. Who is this? We got the trivia king out there. He missed it. That's a Dave Mason. Yeah, I dug deep for that one. Oh, wow. Try for double jeopardy in the bonus round, Jimmy. Oh, boy. If nothing else, we're having fun. Wow. The last cue drop, we just, you can't believe. Now, we haven't fact-checked everything here, but you can view the report. If you go to QMAP and you click on the link there that goes to the WWGAO government products report, it says that in the three-year period that they examined in this report, federal agencies obligated about $27 billion in funding to organizations that provide preventative, reproductive, diagnostic health care services in the United States or abroad. These include federally qualified health centers, International Planned Parenthood Federation, Marine Stops International, and Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Most of the funding came from two agencies, the Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Agency for International Development, about $76 million and $20 billion. And the kicker is that the con game is that Planned Parenthood redirects taxpayer funding back to the Democratic Party. If that does not make your blood pressure rise a little bit, then you like old Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck. You might be a moron.
Isn't that what Acorn did?
Yeah. So your hard-earned dollars sending to Planned Parenthood, whether you like it or not, through the Democratic Party. Wow. And there's no graft or there's not a smidgen of corruption over there. I mean, if you had a corruption paintbrush, there would be so much paint on everybody in all government agencies across. I know she's hovering because she knows that when I start stumbling my words, I have to keep myself from saying something that has to be beeped. Mm. Because these SO.
So you have a non-governmental organization that is accepting taxpayer money that is redirecting that taxpayer money
back to the Democratic Party to make sure they stay in power.
And according to this, they have tracked over $65 million just alone in the midterm elections and believe the number to be as high as $1.5 billion provided in taxpayer funding. Over $65 million of that has gone into taxpayer subsidies to influence the outcome of the 2018 midterm elections.
Meanwhile, back at MSNBC, Clinton's news network, CNN, Don Lemon says white men are the biggest terror threat in the United States while downplaying the left-wing violence. What? What? I mean...
Biggest terror threat in America to who?
To the people that are corrupt in power and are trying to stay in power because there's a big, huge, money pie that they just keep passing out the slices to their own guys so they stay in power, you know, by propaganda and the news media and the Democratic Party. And these guys are the devil. They are evil. They are corrupt. This is evil at its, in my opinion, anybody who votes Democrat after finding this stuff out, you got something wrong with you. You have a screw loose. You are a moron. Because, you know, this week it's them screwing, the American people. What's to stop these guys? Do you think does anybody have any illusions if these guys get full control or power that they wouldn't do something like they've done in, Russia, North Korea, Cuba, China,
every other socialist,
communist state where we have to eliminate a bunch of these people because they like their freedom and they think free and they won't put up with, total government control because.
And these people aren't Democrats. They're not Democrats. They're not even entitled to that moniker. They are communists. They're open and blatant dictatorial totalitarian communists.
Meanwhile, we've got a whole bunch of migrants coming over the border that are all pretty much 70% males age between, 20 and 35, military age. And, of course, they're not criminals, and they're just really good people. They just want to come over for a new life by storming
all
the
I'm
border.
Gonna say is, does anybody else remember Jade Helm?
Well, I'll tell you what. If I was in charge, I would be shooting them. I would give them a warning. I would say, you come over the border. If you come over the border, you will be shot. And I'll tell you what. You shoot a few people, and guess what happens? They stop. Now, I don't want that to happen. I'm not advocating that to happen. But you know something? If you can't defend your own border because of a bunch of mamby-pamby people that want to save the world and chase butterflies, meanwhile, letting an invasion force come in and take over and become citizens, and citizenship allows them to vote and hold office, you're an idiot. Because their cultures are not our cultures. They don't necessarily believe. You think that they believe in freedom in Venezuela? No, what they believe in is feeding themselves and their children, because I've been so oppressed for so long, they don't even know what freedom is. That's where we're headed if we don't stop this crap. We will be overrun. They will overrun the system. They want to give... look at Governor Idiot Newsom, Gruesome. He wants to give everybody in the world free health care. What do you think is going to happen? Look what's happened in San Francisco. Go down
there. Can you tell me what free health care is?
Well, it's whatever the government tells you it is, because at some point in time, there is going to be no health care.
How do you have health care that costs nothing?
By not giving any?
Oh.
Come to America. Bring all your money. Everybody be happy.
Yeah. There's no such thing as free. Nothing is free.
Well, that's like saying there's free food. It's like, you know, this whole thing is everybody should be entitled to free. Everybody has a right to medical care. Well, okay, everybody has a right to food too, right? But if everybody stands out, goes out to the farmer's field and stands in the middle of the field and waits for the freaking crops to grow... you're going to starve. Someone has to work. Someone has to work to produce it. And are you going to make him a slave? Are you going to make the doctors a slave? No, you have to have a free market system and some competitiveness to keep the prices under control, so that the goods and services that are produced become cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, because with government intervention and taxes the money being completely,
And if you cannot see that Obamacare was not the biggest hit on the American people by the insurance companies, you're not reading the law.
Let's just keep printing fiat currency and throwing it into the system so everything goes up in price and nobody can afford anything. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, hey, let's go down to Venezuela for vacation on Sunday.
Because if they print money to put into the system to subsidize somebody else's health care, and you, the American taxpayer, are paying the interest on that money that they're printing...
out of thin air.
Guess what? It ain't free.
And that's where our biggest, that is the biggest line item on the budget right now, is interest on the debt for a bank that printed it out of money. Because if the bankers can do that and lend money to their friends for a zero interest rate, do you think they own things like, television stations and a lot of, corrupt politicians in their pockets, George Soros?
Let's just tell the Fed we're not going to pay them. What are they going to do about it?
We could just, throw their money away and start using gold and silver, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, there's not enough gold in the world. Oh, yeah, it just becomes more valuable, and there's plenty.
Let them eat cake.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
I went
off the deep end a little bit there.
What happens? Let's tell the Fed, pound sand, we're not paying you. As a matter of fact, now that we think about it, you owe us.
I think we should go back to the old days where you put them out in the courtyard in stocks, and everybody throws rotten fruit at them. And then depending on the severity of the crime that's committed, you either hang them or you, put them in public service and work for free, because they seem how they like
they
slavery
so much.
They ain't
got enough years left.
Yeah, maybe not. Well, let's go to a break here, and we'll take a deep breath and calm our tempers down, because that's how serious this is. And if you don't realize how serious this is, then you just don't realize a lot of stuff, and you can continue to poke your head into the TV and Fortnite and fake games and fake news and fake everything and a fake life, or you can start joining the reality of what's really happening around you, like the rest of us who are trying to make the changes necessary in order to become and stay a free people.
Fishing boats go out across the evening. border. The wind whips up the waves aloud. The ghost moon sails among the clouds. Tries to rifle in silver on the border. On my wall, the colors of the maps are running. From Africa, the winds, they talk of change is coming. The torches flare up in the night. The hum that sets the farms alight to spread the word to those waiting on the border. What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Pacific Justice Institute convinced a Marin County Superior Court to declare a voter-approved local property tax unconstitutional as applied to a local church. Cities cannot relabel their taxes to get around the tax-exempt status of churches in the state of California.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I'm a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long.
Yeah, we need to get a little justice for LaVoy. He's turning him to.
From the latest
in the old things in good time.
With the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still unseen, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. You know, I'm looking at this article. President Trump proposes ending birthright citizenship with an executive order, which will trigger a Supreme Court challenge. You think he's doing it because he knows he can't do it with an executive order and it's going to trigger a Supreme Court challenge?
Oh.
He's not that smart, is he? He's really a dumb guy, right?
He's a moron.
He's a moron. That's how you, that's how, see, that's how
the
you
evil
amass.
Evil genius moron.
That's, but that's how you amass tremendous estate of real estate in the billions and billions of dollars and become president because you're really stupid. Well, I mean, you got an argument if you're talking about Hillary.
She still missed.
Yeah. Well, that's right. She didn't make it.
No. Nope.
Hmm. Well, I don't think she's stupid. I think conniving, evil, drunk with power,
Well, that's the thing is, you know, all these people that attack Donald Trump and they have all these horrible things to say about him and everything, just sit there and listen to him rant on and then at the end and go, and your candidate lost to that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it's like, we don't care about results. All we care about is rhetoric and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care if, you know, we're not going to get blown up by North Korea anymore. We don't care if, you know, we're taking care of Iran. We don't care if ISIS is gone. We don't care about any of those things, you know, because he talks dirt. He offends me.
Good.
I hope so. Good. You're an idiot.
I hope you're offended.
Okay, so getting back on track here. Let's see if there ever was a track.
Let's see. We now have a fourth Kavanaugh accuser who is being referred to the FBI after recanting their testimony that they didn't, they were lying.
Gee, I would have never thought that. Gee, do you know what's her name, Blasey Ford, does for Stanford?
Yeah.
What does she do?
She's a leading research professor in psychology, but.
For who?
For the Democrats.
No, CIA.
Oh, that I did not know.
Yeah, CIA. Oh. Interesting. And do you know what she researches?
She had done work for the DNC, and I do know does research on how to hypnotize people and create situations in their mind that never occurred.
And do you know what else? How to fool a polygraph test.
Ah, that ain't some MK Ultra shit there, isn't it? I mean, like,
who would have thought?
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
The CIA experiments with mind control.
And that's why you put on these big oversized glasses that make you look kind of small, and then you keep the arrogant avoidance looks at a minimum. That way, you know, it doesn't look like you're, you know.
Yes, meek and you know, meek and humble and
a little glowing voice.
Be fearful so that you trigger the male biological response of protector.
Yeah, and that's funny. She didn't pursue it afterwards. I mean, it just dropped off. Oh, well, she takes her GoFundMe account and goes, you know, either I'm not sure whether she went to her home there in Palo Alto or after.
Would that be the one that has two doors?
That could be. No, I think that's the one in Santa Cruz, because she has these two fabulous properties where she goes back and forth between them.
Where she lives in fear at all times.
Where she lives in fear at all times of her GoFundMe account where she made $1 million.
And that she might have to fly one day.
Hawaii. I hate it when that happens.
Or Belize.
Well, there's that.
Or D.C. to see the family.
I'm thinking like Yemen, you know. I'm flying to Yemen. No.
No.
Yeah, you know, a little bit, I like this. Somebody posted Don Lemon has a white boyfriend.
It's true.
Is Don Lemon gay?
Very.
Oh, I didn't know that. I guess I just kind of overlooked that because I never really knew what was. And then it says Audrey Denny on radio with Bot has never heard of the term anchor babies. Wow. So, oh yeah, Professor. Yeah, we got some really outstanding. We got some really smart guys in the chat room. Professor Ford, parents were CIA, so there's no real leap there. I know. It's just all the big coinkydink and, you know, and they all just showed up right there when Kavanaugh was going to get confirmed, especially after the part when he was talking about military tribunals.
I know what was in the report that Feinstein read. I have not seen fear in someone's eyes like that in a long time.
I mean,
the total look of, oh.
She looked like she was going to a buffet where crap sandwiches were the only thing on the menu.
Yeah. Well, I believe in Guantanamo they refer to them as cock meat sandwiches. That's what they're called.
We had to bleep that because that was over the top.
I'm sorry, that's what they call them. You didn't hear about that?
I didn't hear about that one because I was trying to avoid Guantanamo Bay. When I was in the surface.
She was contemplating it.
It's like the CCF, you know, you go to the chocolate cookie factory, or I think it was called Correctional Custody Facility. But, wow.
Yeah. I wonder what she'll do with her yard time.
I don't know. There might not be that much yard time left.
There might not be.
Yeah, I mean, she could go the way of McCain. It's like the dodo bird, you know.
Some weird things that went on there, too.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, here, you know about this, like this, I just got this last week. Here's a revelation. Did you know that there was no material that could explode in the bombs that Cesar Savak sent to everybody?
No, it was worse. They were potentially flammable.
They were paper. But I think letters are, like, potentially flammable. I mean, just paper, you know, I mean.
Especially ones that went through the...
Noah, it's true.
I conducted an experiment.
Greg Hunter had asked them specifically this last week if there was any explosive material in those bombs, and they said no.
No.
So
I want to know how the guy mailed them.
I don't know. Wow.
I want to know, A, how he mailed them with no postage mark, with no proper return address or anything like that, and how he mailed them. And they all arrived at the same day in the where they were headed. And how they got through to all these people that have to go through extra layers of security to receive their mail.
I don't know. I'm looking at...
Why is no one discussing the massive failure of our protective services?
Well, because actually it was all a hoax, I think.
Because our protective services would stand up and go, wait a minute... No.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's no explosive to begin with.
Although
they got this guy, Cesar Savak, and I'm looking at this thing, and it's in the little commentary corner. You know who that is. And it's like, interesting. Looks like self-appointed internet censors failed to scrub this. And it says a summary. Cesar Savak is 56-year-old, was born in 1962, Hollywood, Florida, blah, 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 blah. Let's see, birth date, party, Democratic Party, ethnicity info pending, religion info pending. He wasn't a Democrat, was he?
No.
I thought he was a Trump guy. He had Trump stickers all over the back of his van, and he hated Trump.
Martyrs to the state, man.
I don't know.
That's all these are. They're leftist jihadis.
Well, it's kind of like the you know, the other accusers that are all being charged on Kavanaugh.
Uh-oh.
False statements given to...
you mean that's illegal?
I think that's illegal. I think that's lying, giving false statements to a law.
Form of perjury?
I think they actually do prosecute you for that.
Yeah, and similar to giving a false police report.
Either that or you just get a GoFundMe account and you head for Hawaii.
But, again... Isn't it bigger than that? Because you are directly attempting to stop the continuity of the American government in a time of war?
I don't know. But here's what I have to say.
It goes a little bit farther than just...
Here's what I have to say. We're getting down to the wire here, and I want you to go out there and vote and get everybody you know to vote on Tuesday if you haven't voted already, because we need to send a message. You can't leave anything for chance here. You got to get out there and send a message to these... to whichever party that you think should be in charge and to whichever party you think should not be in charge, and vote, vote, vote three times. Well, I guess you can't do that. And you can only vote once, right?
Well, that's I told my oldest, who is actually 19 today, happy birthday, Journey Ann Stickle.
Oh, happy birthday,
that
Journey.
She needs to go out there and vote for the first time. Because if she doesn't, she's out of the will. But what does she care? Because if she doesn't vote, the government will take it anyway.
I wouldn't feed her if she didn't vote. But, just me, just saying.
Nope, she's excited. It's her first election.
You go out there and vote for, you know, vote for freedom. Vote for America, you know. Hold your nose and vote if you have to, but vote and vote.
Oh, she wouldn't dare vote for the communists. She'll know I'll smell it on her.
Oh boy. I smell
that vote.
I guess we're at the end of the show here, and you know, kind of miss my sister. She's over there at a life celebration on sabbatical.
Ought to be real interesting next week, huh?
Should be. Well, next week we'll know what's going on. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. If you are born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark and professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington said that, if you didn't know, by the way. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above party, liberty over security, and truth, not lies. There you have it. We'll see you guys next week.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.